Real the world of news, once again a mock unnews. He's Sir Reverend Azim, 25 of July 2006 for unnews. MSNBC. Today I was a peruse of the internet news sources trying to find my best for something to mock. Instead, some real world and legitimate report from London mocked my literary talents by writing and getting this article published. Are you a woman going solo? Try a blow-up man. I read the title and knew what had motivated the article. Unreal News has penetrated deeply into mainstream news reporting bigger than any phallic symbol I could think of. Some of us here at Unnews headquarters may get turned on by this prospect. However, as an experienced reporter about the Middle East, I know this could only lead to rampant problems like uncontrolled panty raids. My advice to real reporters trying to steal Unnews limelight, and lemon light for that matter, beware, the blow-up doll is mightier than the pen any day or night. The real articles highlighting cross-dressing lawyers really is commonplace and truly isn't odd anymore and is taken as a fact. In some courtrooms, it is taken as a mandatory, as a matter of fact. See cross-dressing lawyers skirts dress code. Yeah, okay. So, please take it softly when we tell you, real-world journalists, we have it under control. We know Bush is stupid. We know Tony Blair is gay. We also know Vladimir Putin has a fetish for Twinkies. Thank you for trying, and we take our bullshit seriously. This was not written by me, Reverend Azim, but rather by somebody else, some hot on the people, some guy. So don't think I wrote this. I'm just saying the story for you in this stupid accent. This has been the Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you very much for whatever.